You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Buzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Sure, we are back. My name is TK Trinidad, the Canadian Assassin. Welcome to Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And I am not alone. Thank you, Lord. I have my special co-host here. She hails from the valley. She is the farmer's daughter. Please welcome Emily May.
Hi, everyone.
I get questions like, is she really a farmer's daughter? Well, you have to continue watching to find out.
You have to keep watching every week.
Every week. Every single week until we finally tell you. So we have an amazing show like we always do. We're going to do Star of the Week. We're going to do news. But first, we have an amazing guest. Let me tell you, I am really excited about this guest.
So excited.
I've been following her before she got signed to this promotion. So I'm excited that we made it work. Shout out to Courtney for putting it together. But she's one of the new stars of AEW. Please welcome Penelope Ford. How are
Hello.
You doing? How are you looking so amazed? Like, you look like you're ready for bed, but then you're looking amazing at the same time.
I love the eyeshadow.
I know, right?
Thank you. I call it my Care Bear look.
Okay.
Oh, I love
I like it.
I'm
feeling it. And then your
the
hair is just, like, perfectly just, I love it.
Have the shine going.
Yeah. Right. Well, thank you for looking amazing for us. I appreciate it.
Of course.
So let's kind of get into it. AEW is fairly new, but it's you know, named household names that we've known for years with, you know, Brandi and Cody Rhodes, etc. What happened, like, when you got the call as far as, you know, hey, we want you to be part of AEW, what was the first thought?
This isn't real life. But they signed my ex-boyfriend and I together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was mostly he wanted to do it with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we weren't together at that point, but we made such a great duo that they were like, yeah, we love your act, but unfortunately we're not together.
Uh-huh.
But fortunately I'm with someone better.
Oh, do you want to expand on that, or do you just want to leave it there?
Oh no, I wrestle with him. So he's my tag partner and uh-huh. I'm his manager.
Okay.
Kip Sabian.
Yeah. We're aware of the drama. We just don't know if you want to go into the drama or you just want to scoot the surface. We're not a dirt sheet show.
We're
so
not, yeah.
If you want to just leave it there, we could do that. Or you could just say, hey, my ex was this and my boyfriend's this and he's amazing. You could leave it there too. So we're allowing you for both options.
We don't need to get into it.
There yeah. you go.
Great.
It wasn't bad, you know.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you move on. It's part of life.
So what is it like working with AEW as this new, like, blooming promotion?
It's definitely new and refreshing. Everyone is great. And I feel like maybe that's rare. I don't really know how to explain it, but I just really enjoy it, and it's so positive, and just everyone's just so, so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I see Kip and I.
So who's been, like, the most, because we had Awesome Kong on the show, and we also had Brandi Rhodes before AEW even
yes.
started on the show
yeah.
as well.
Also, we had Nyla Rose.
Nyla Rose,
which,
yeah.
you know, I'm a big fan of hers, too. Same birthdays, by the way. But who has been, like, in the locker room, who's been the most helpful as far as giving you tips?
Most helpful. Well, Dustin's our trainer, and he's the one that gives me the most pointers. And I mean, there's things that you don't even think about, and then he just brings them to the table, and you're like, oh, well, geez, like the way, like, I should be more like using my hands and showing, like, my expressions through not just my face, but with my body, you know, and that's not something that I usually did. And yeah, so I would say Dustin Rhodes.
Yeah. Has there been anyone in the locker room that's given you advice as you've kind of transitioned into this bigger promotion?
What do you mean, like in the women's locker room?
Yeah.
Well, I would have to say Awesome Khan then, because I mean, she just is full of knowledge and she helps run the training with the women as well.
Oh, nice.
So she is also an eye opener for us, like for things that things that you don't think about.
And now you started in 2014. It's 2020 now. What has changed since you started wrestling? What has changed since you started wrestling to this point?
Oh, things that have changed. Well, I used to be super awkward in the ring. Like, you don't want to go back to my first matches ever. Like, I would put myself in submission holds and be like, how did I get into this?
It happens.
And then as far as the landscape of women's wrestling, have you seen much of a change, or are you, you know, you're kind of, it's just a whole new thing for you?
Well, studying it and whatnot, I've noticed like the evolution of it, like how much it's like changed for us women. And it's just very empowering. For myself, I wasn't a huge wrestling fan growing up. So I didn't realize, like, I was learning, like, as soon as I got into wrestling training.
Yeah. Is there, when you started training, what was that process like for you?
Rough.
That first
because
bump.
I had no idea. Oh, the first bump.
Ugh. Scary, right?
That's the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah.
It took me, like, the whole class to take my first bump. It's scary falling backwards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you told a story like how you got into it. It was you and your friend, and your friend is no longer doing it. You're still doing wrestling. What kind of kept you in the business?
It's just awesome. I love it. Like, the second I stepped into that ring, I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Nice.
That's great.
That's a good feeling.
We love it too. is there a match that, so far in your career, that you look to as like, this is has been my favorite match, one that I truly, you know, enjoy and look to as like the best one you've done so far?
Oh man, that's I had this match with Zoe Lucas.
Okay.
She's from the UK, and that match I think was a lot of fun because she's just as flexible as I am, so we had a lot of fun putting it together.
And now, your former gymnast, what's the similarities and differences as far as, you know, being a gymnast to a wrestler, like the transition from gymnast to wrestler?
Well, so for me, I incorporate my background of gymnastics in the ring with all my flips and everything. And I guess if you're going to use the ropes and everything, and like you need the balance beam.
That was
I was really good at that. I always would climb onto the tallest beam at gymnastics. So then when I would go to training or a competition, I'm sorry, the beams wouldn't be as high. So I kind of knocked having like my fear of heights out of the way. So, I mean, I jump off of high things all the time in wrestling. So I have gymnastics to thank with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of, like, the biggest fears that wrestlers have to overcome is that top rope and trying to find that balance. And some never really get it.
Injuring yourself in the process.
And not injuring yourself.
So you grew up not – what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, well, not everyone has to be a high flyer.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
I feel like you should at least try it and then realize, like, either you're terrible or in the between or, you know, not so good.
Know your strengths.
Yeah.
I just kind of don't think and just jump.
That's
cool. No fear. Just jump.
I don't think I would employ that. So you didn't grow up watching wrestling. Like for me, I grew up watching wrestling, and then I took a long break. And then when I came back into this side of wrestling, I found myself really doing a deep dive as far as matches and interviews and, you know, knowing different wrestlers, etc. Did you start doing that when you kind of got into wrestling? And if so, who was the wrestler that you kind of was fond of or wanted to emulate?
So I had a hard time trying to find that person to really, like, what really engaged me. And eventually someone was just like, well, my trainer, Drew Gulak, he was just like, why don't you watch Japanese wrestling? Mm. And I was like, okay. I mean, I didn't even know, like, there was wrestling in Japan. Mm. That's how, like, I didn't know anything in wrestling. So I found, like, Io.
Mm-hmm. Io Shirai.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed her. And the other one was, Toyota.
Oh. I know.
Yeah.
Know what you're talking about.
I wish I had a great memory, but I don't.
That's okay.
But yeah, so I really liked the Japanese wrestling, and that I did a lot of studying through them, and I like their fire, and they're just really aggressive, and that's what I aim to be.
Now, any dream matches that you want to have?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, I would love to wrestle Brandy, because I've never been in the ring with her.
That's, like, so doable.
That can
it's
happen.
It's so doable. Yeah. And, yeah.
Do you have any, you know, 2020 is still very young. We're still, you know, have many months to go. And next year we have a lot going on. What are your aspirations that might be non-wrestling? Do you have some artistic endeavors we need to know about?
I want to read more books.
Me too.
Right. I think that's all of us should.
Me too.
That's and, fun. Yeah.
Do you have, like your favorite mysteries. Types? Murder mysteries? Okay.
Yeah. Thriller. My next book is It.
Oh.
That's it's like so thick.
That's
I don't
scary.
Know how to just, finish it.
Yeah.
Just to warn you, that's like The Shining.
Oh, no, thank you. I'll pass.
I want to read that too.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Before you go to bed, I don't know how that's gonna be. However, I do have an idea for you as far as you wanna have a match with Brandi Rhodes. This is what I think you should do. And probably get clearance first before you do it, so you don't, like, it doesn't blame me.
And TK's good at this. TK's
I know,
good at
I'm
planning
really good
this.
At, like, planning, like, you know, mm-hmm. planning.
Things happen.
Things do happen, and people steal my ideas, but I don't mind that. Like, I say it in the universe, and then for some reason it happens. But I think this is what you should do. In the back of the locker room, like, you're walking, and you're like, you know, because obviously Brandy's, like, the head honcho. You go up to Brandy, and you just literally just slap her across the face. And he's like, I want to match with you because I think that, you know, you're not giving me enough time. just
hit my boss.
yes this is your, like, this is your
wow.
your yeah your
wow,
rise
TK, you really breaking causing some conflict.
I'm
here.
Just saying, I mean, that will definitely get you a match, wouldn't it?
Well, and get you very noticed.
That part. I
I'll
mean,
just make sure there's, like, a camera crew with me. When
yes.
I do it.
Yeah. Don't just go and.
you need evidence. You
yeah,
need
yeah,
the
yeah.
Camera crew
yeah,
to document it all.
Organic.
Yeah. Get the you know, the proper approvals first. But I think that's, like, a definitely a good way to, you know, your rise against establishment and say, I want a chance at the belt, and before I get to the belt, I want a chance at you.
Okay.
Just.
I hope you don't do that to
I
all
like
your
bosses.
See. She likes it.
Okay, you like it. All
I
right,
like
let's
it.
See.
I'll ask Cody.
Yeah, let's pitch it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely ask him.
Ask Cody.
I'll up and slap her next Wednesday. That's nuts.
All of a sudden we see it.
Yeah. Don't, yeah. I just put it out there, but just don't go and, you know, get the proper.
I like that, though. Goodness. You put things into the universe and they come true.
Yeah,
yes.
You never know.
We made a prediction last week. We had Trinity on the show, or Naomi on the show, and I said that she was going to win her match against, oh my gosh.
Carmella.
And she said, you know, it's don't say anything because she might jinx it. And I was correct. And she's going to Superstar Smackdown. So I'm just saying.
There you go.
Superstar
Things
Showdown.
Happen on the show.
Things, and that's not the first time. So if there's anything that you want in the universe, more the wrestling universe.
I'm going to slide them your way.
Yeah.
Just like send them our way. We'll
slip
them into
the
programming.
The show and
yeah.
There we go. So as far as, like, you're still fairly new in the wrestling career, is there anything that you, like, want to learn or want to achieve as far as wrestling-wise that you're like, man, I'm working on this, but I'm not there yet?
I think... So I want more, like, mat wrestling, okay. Like the grappling and everything. I feel like I didn't take advantage of that when I was first learning. Mm-hmm. And... I was taught it, but, you know, like, it's just the kind of thing where if you don't keep doing it, you forget how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's just so many holds. And then we have, like, Dean Malenko working with us, and he's just the man of 1,000 holds. And I wish I had 1,000 holds.
Right.
And that's my goal.
Yeah. So do you see that as, like, your biggest challenge in this coming year, that you have to learn a little bit more moves and stuff? What kind of challenges do you see?
Yeah, I would say more holds and submissions and more of those, because, you know, how long am I going to be able to continue to do a back handspring?
This is true.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have, like, so many bumps. X-Pac actually said this. He said you have everybody is allotted with a certain amount of bumps.
Many.
It doesn't matter, mm-hmm. like, who you are. Your number is your number.
Yep.
So, you know, definitely, you know, work different angles. And that's the great thing about wrestling. Like, you can learn different things, and you're like, always a constant student.
Yeah.
Which is...
And there's so many styles, and it's great that you can study Japanese wrestling, mm-hmm. and it's so
strong
important
style,
to... Strong style.
Style.
Yeah. So important to kind of diversify your moves.
Mm-hmm. Now, the evolution of women's wrestling, we have seen a lot going on, both AEW, mm-hmm. WWE, Impact Wrestling, etc. What's your kind of take on where do you hope women's wrestling is going to, you know, be in the next year or next couple of years?
Oh, it's definitely, like, climbing up the mountain. It's basically at the peak of, like just so many people enjoy it, and it just... I said it earlier, it's just empowering. And I think people, when they watch it, they feel it too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, like, us women can go as hard as the men can. So I think it's just getting better and better each year.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I mean, we're on episode 105.
Oh, man.
With maybe two or three repeats. So maybe mm-hmm. about 100 shows of 100 different female wrestlers. Actually, maybe 98, because we had two men. but
there's just so many women now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's incredible.
It's so many.
Amazing. It's amazing to see. It's amazing to watch. We do have some fan questions, though. So let's...
We had some questions from Twitter, from our fans on Twitter. They wanted to know if you're going to go after the AEW Women's Championship at some point, if you see that in your future.
Oh, I definitely see that in my future. I'm definitely capable of it. You know, I'm athletic and everything. It's just, I have not been given that opportunity. But
what, Brandy?
go TK's route, and then you won't have a problem.
Get to the top of the list.
But because I haven't wrestled yet in the singles, means I'm undefeated. So
there you go. You just got saying. That. Also, there's questions about the necessity of a valet, a female valet or manager in today's wrestling world, and how you feel about that.
I think it's an art form. Like, wrestling already is like an art form, but like, it's just being a manager, you just add so much to a match. And you're not just like an accessory. You are part of the match, and like, you're getting involved and making someone win.
Is that, do you think it's good to have that element or have that element in your career as far as being a valet or a manager? I feel like you know, doing that, you understand wrestling a little bit more, and then you could apply it to your wrestling.
It does help me. It is a learning. Like, I can hear how they call their matches. There's things that, like, I never think about doing, and then just hearing their input, it is, I don't even know. But, yeah, I lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. So as a manager, when you go out there, what's the most important thing that you want to bring to the match?
The most important thing that I want to bring to the match is, well, I mean, I want my partner to win.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, like, so whatever you can, just make him win.
By any means necessary.
I'll do whatever I have to help him.
Good. Now, we're going to, any more questions?
No, that's it.
So we're going to hit
rapid. That was it?
Yeah. We post the questions.
We posted,
and we actually asked a lot of questions that they asked that we already had
exactly.
Questions for,
so,
too.
There was repeats.
There were some repeat questions there, but our fans are pretty, like, they're on top of their game.
Yeah, they're pretty, like, diehard. They're, like, messaging us like crazy.
So
I should have tweeted something out, too. It's just, you know, I had, like, some troll on the internet today, and I just kept getting notifications. Oh, I don't care.
Oh yeah, no, I know, but trolls are horrible. They just, like, ugh. So taking a break from it is...
No, I just kind of, like, laugh ignore. At it.
Yeah, it's a bit much. But we are going to get into rapid hot tags real quick.
Women's wrestling rapid hot
tags. So I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to say the first thing that comes to your mind. So always early or always late?
Late.
Last person you text?
Simon.
What is the one thing you love about yourself?
My hair.
Dream dinner guest. Yeah, your hair is really awesome.
Thank you. Wait, what was it?
Dream dinner guest.
Albert Einstein.
Who would play you in a movie?
Betty from Riverdale.
Okay. last show you binge watched?
Carnival Row.
And if you can listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
The music. I don't know. Oasis.
I can rock with that. So that's it. See,
that's
no
it.
Rabbit Hole tags. You made it through.
That's it. You made it through.
The applause.
It's all good. Woo, good
music
job.
Was making me nervous.
So final question. Take us through a day for Penelope Ford. Like getting ready, either we're getting ready for a match or just, you know, wrestling life. What does the day look like?
Well, I wash my tan off that I put on the night before.
Okay.
and see, I have no ritual right before like a match, but I just like make sure I have my sunglasses, my leather jacket. I pack like 8 different outfits because who knows what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Always make sure I have gum, and yeah, that's it.
It's good to have like the basics down.
Is there like a mental routine you do to like get ready, get pumped for the show? No, that's fun. Sometimes like some wrestlers have their routines. That's all good.
And some don't.
Everyone has their.
Like, I sat with, like, the Vicky Guerrero, her show, and then all the girls had, like, a ritual, and they wear, like, lucky socks, and I'm like, maybe I should get lucky underwear?
Well, I mean, what did you do when you were a gymnast? Did you do anything, like, very particular when you're a gymnast?
No.
So maybe that's your thing.
Yeah, maybe that's your thing. You're just so, like, free-flowing.
Yeah, I just kind of... don't think much. I just like
you just
don't allow myself to get nervous.
Yeah.
You know,
there you go.
I just keep myself calm, and that's if I overthink, then that's when I'm like, oh no.
That's really, really good to have, because the reason people do have those habits is so they don't overthink. So
exactly.
You literally jumped over all the more reason for you to go up to your boss and slap her in the face and get that match. You have literally jumped over everybody else and no fear. I mean, just. putting
there you
it,
go. So advanced
putting,
in the
so putting it out there, you know.
Next week you hear on the headlines, and I'll be fired for slapping boss.
No. Please refer to
that's
the following
news
interview.
Of next week, yeah.
And then we will beg Brandy to take you back, and I will yes. fall on the sword for you. I guarantee that.
Okay.
I will
thank
fall
you.
On the sword.
And I'll wipe up the blood.
I know, right? But thank you so much for being on the show. We really,
yes,
really appreciate
you.
It. You are officially a friend of the show. You can come on the show whenever you want. So if you have any big news to tell us, or when you get that belt, or after you slap Brandy, you have to promise us you will be on the show the next
You're on
week.
Here.
I'm just saying.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, just
absolutely.
To talk about it. So, if it happens in 2 weeks, I'm going to be so excited.
We're going to be getting calls.
But thank you so much for coming on the show. If you guys are not, if people are not following you, where can they follow you? You guys should be following her, but I'm just saying.
Instagram's the Penelope Ford. Oh, wait, no, it's the _ Penelope Ford. Twitter is the Penelope Ford.
And then
That's about it.
And name-wise, how did you come up, or who came up with the name?
Drew Gulak's wife came up with Penelope Ford based off of the movie Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh.
She's Vanellope and she drives a car.
Oh, yeah. She drives so fast with a candy car.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a really cool name.
Yeah.
I really like it.
I know. I was curious. So that's so cool.
There you have it. Thank you so much. We'll let you get back to the beautiful hair and the beautiful PJs.
Yes.
Thank you. As a hood.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a sucker.
But thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
This was fun, and I hope we do get to do this again.
Thank you so
much.
That
would be great. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the Care Bear hood. I
know.
Really want one.
I'm a sucker for, like, the hoods.
Next week, we're going to wear our matching Care Bear.
We will not do that, but we will get into news right now.
You're no fun, TK.
So all right. The news.
Oh my goodness. So we have lots of news lately, the last few weeks. So in honor of Black History Month, Bianca Belair shared a beautiful Instagram post, which I'm going to share the picture with you.
The post.
Yeah. So she had, you know, all of, she had like Aja Pereira, the
Mia
new
Yim.
Mia Yim,
MJ Jenkins,
Naomi,
I think
it was. Aaliyah, Caden Carter. She had all these incredible women.
Simone. Naomi wasn't in there.
Oh no, Naomi wasn't in
there. No, Shady Glow added Naomi after the fact. But
after the fact. Yeah.
I wish she would have did it with NXT and WWE, but obviously a time thing. So it looks like just the PC and NXT ladies, but it was a beautiful
It was a beautiful
picture.
Photo, and I'm going to read the caption that she put on it. We are allowed to be comfortable with the many different ingredients of our identity. So many times we are pressured to pick one element of ourselves and present it as a whole. But we possess so many layers that we cannot be confined to a box and forced to deny the other parts of ourselves. We are all beautiful. We are all intelligent. We are all talented. We are all diverse. We are all multifaceted. We are all Black. And we are all magic.
Oh, so amazing. I love Bianca. And I think her and her husband actually have a separate page on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, she's amazing. If you guys watched her interview with Naomi last week, she was talking about Bianca. I definitely think she's going to be a force. If you guys watch, you guys should be watching WWE Raw after show and NXT after
and
show.
And NXT, yeah.
But I've been talking about Bianca forever. And I'm definitely a believer. I'm definitely a fan. And I think this was just an amazing picture, especially during Black History Month. But it speaks to what Naomi said last week. There was a point in time where there was only, you know, Naomi, or there was only Alicia Fox. And now there's just so many different women
from different
backgrounds. And, you know, just speaking as far as Black women, we're not a monolith. And same thing with white women. Same thing with Asian women. It's not just one type of them. And I'm you know, loving the fact, as Penelope was also saying, that there's just so many women now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, we have one blonde and we have one this and we have, it's not like, you know, we have the Spice Girls variation and we're good
you
at five.
You have such a diverse group of women that are changing the landscape of wrestling, that are behind the scenes, that are in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so great to see. And I know that, like, Bianca's gear the past few weeks it's been incredible.
Yes.
And the fact that
in general.
In general.
Fun fact. And I think I said this like a year ago. Bianca used to do CrossFit before she did wrestling.
Yeah.
And she
and track and field too.
She did track and field. But CrossFit, when she actually made it to, I believe, the CrossFit regionals the first year she actually started training CrossFit. Mm-hmm. Her outfits were so over the top that they actually were featuring her.
Yes.
Mind you, she was a first time athlete in CrossFit. Like that's how she came on my radar, because she was wearing a tutu, and every event she had a different outfit. Mm-hmm. So this girl is just on a whole nother level. And like I said, as you can tell, I know
we're huge fans. We talk about her all the time on NXT.
I know Flobo gets annoyed, but you know. moving on.
Anyway, so that's big news with Bianca Belair. So mm-hmm. check out her Instagram post. Also, the inductions for the WWE Hall of Fame mm-hmm. came out this week, and the Bella Twins, Nikki and Brie, are going to be inducted mm-hmm. in the beginning of April. So that's some big news, along with Hulk Hogan and Sean Waltman.
I'm excited. We'll just touch on the women because, you know,
women's wrestling. I know, but there's others.
Yeah. There's others. There's men, guys. But I'm really excited with the Bella Twins because I was covering Total Bellas mm-hmm. At one point, and, you know, just the fact that, you know, they kind of retired, and it was just kind of like, it just wasn't an official retirement as some wrestlers get. Some wrestlers, you just never see them again.
Yeah.
But they just kind of retired. And I was wondering, you know, even though some people, you know, there's both sides. Some people think they can't wrestle. Some people think this.
Yeah,
some
there's
people
mixed
that.
Feelings about it.
But
yeah.
they definitely changed the game as far as using their brand and expanding beyond that.
Exactly.
So you could definitely appreciate them for that. And without them, there wouldn't be a lot of storylines. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whether you like them or hate them, they've done a lot for women's wrestling and, you know, helped with the evolution of where we are now.
Exactly.
We all have to start
exactly.
from somewhere.
They started from somewhere, and they did change the game, whether you thought they were good wrestlers mm-hmm. or not. They, you know, Total Bellas, Total Divas, they broke out. Mm-hmm. Again, they expanded their brand and made WWE Superstars a thing.
Yeah.
They made it divas outside mm-hmm. of just wrestling and WWE.
And outside of entertainment, too. If you think about it, you know, they have their wine label. They have a clothing line. They have other things
Do they have sportswear? Do they have clothing line?
The bra, the lingerie. Yeah. They have a lot of things beyond, you know, just the wrestler trying to act, which there's nothing wrong with that. But, mm-hmm. you know, embodying, you know, being businesswomen. And also showing that to examples to other, you know, little girls and women. Like, okay, well, if you can't wrestle, there's this whole avenue and you can still look amazing doing it. And you
exactly.
can still be a badass bee doing it. And you're good. So, like, I definitely appreciate them. I'm definitely fans of them. And, you know, kudos to Nikki for, like, living out her dream because she got everything she wanted.
I know.
I mean.
And they're both having babies
at
the same time.
Yeah, so she got everything she wanted.
Exactly.
She looks truly happy. I, you know, still was kind of, you know, rooting for John, but it's more in my story.
The stories we tell in our heads.
Right.
In our own
but,
minds.
But, you know, it's real life, and I'm happy, you know, I'm happy that she's happy.
Exactly.
She's got everything
and, like,
she
she's
wanted.
Been beaming. They've been kind of doing, like, mm-hmm.
the tour.
Talk show circuit.
Yeah.
The circuit. It's official.
Yes.
And they just are beaming, mm-hmm. and they're so happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone has to find their happiness.
By any means necessary.
But not by slapping people.
I mean, if it works.
Anyway, you know, I'm glad that they are finding their happiness because mm-hmm. they, you know, it's hard to have a relationship in the public eye, mm-hmm. and so to have things picked apart and, you know, discussed all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for them.
Kudos, sir.
Yeah. What else? What other news? I think that's all of our news of the week.
That's all. This is like. Last week, we didn't get to touch on it because we talked about Naomi the whole time. We talked with mm-hmm. Naomi the whole hour. But shout out to Alicia Fox. She's 6 months sober, I believe. So kudos to her. That I think either dropped either the week. I know Bose is on the chat. He's going to let us know. That either
let
dropped the week, last week or the week before that. So definitely shout out to her. And then I don't know if this is true or not, but I did hear Penelope did mention a little bit. Vicky Guerrero had a show and she had AEW wrestlers on there. And apparently she's banned from WWE, interviewing WWE wrestlers. I don't know if this is true.
Oh,
so this is definitely, this snippet of the show
needs
is definitely a dirt sheet thing.
Yeah, needs to be
so,
confirmed.
So, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but definitely that may or may not be a thing.
Yeah.
And then, also big news, I did make a prediction with Naomi winning against Carmella.
You did?
She did
roll
win.
The tape again.
Roll the tape. You can go on our Instagram to see all of that. Yeah. I did make the prediction. Naomi was quite upset at me because she didn't want me to jinx her, but it happened.
But it happened.
And I text her and she texted LOL. Yeah.
And,
I
also text and then also in regards to AEW, they have their own podcast, mm-hmm. AEW Unrestricted. And,
oh, yeah.
And so they had their first episode and Jon Moxley talked about, you know, Renee Young and their relationship and how they balance the, you know, WWE and AEW. Mm-hmm. And so go check it out. It's really good. And he's pretty funny on there talking about how they joke that she's going to, like, go on the road with him.
I mean, I'm for it. Renee's Canadian. So I'm always for Canadians.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, it is what it is. So that we are going to actually hit the star of the week real quick before we get out of here. Star of the
week. All right. So in honor of Black History Month, I wanted to, like, highlight someone that's, like, super special that we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline Moore is who I'm going to highlight today. You know, looking at the history of how she came into the wrestling business and how she paved the path for so many women, that she was you know, a hardcore diva, but also a wrestler that really kind of broke down barriers, and she changed the wrestling women's division forever in WWE history. You know, she was a part of it from 98 to 2004 when it was the WWF, mm-hmm. and she was also a part of TNA and was a manager and agent. She was a two-time WWF Women's Champion, Cruiserweight Champion, UWF Universal Champion, just four times USWA Women's Champion, like so many championships. Mm-hmm. She's had memorable moments like her feud with Sable and like such historical matches and has changed the game for women today, and we're mm-hmm. still talking about it, and she's still looked up to. And she was on the 25th anniversary special for Raw mm-hmm. a few years ago and was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. She is our star of the week because we love her and want to honor her and continue to show that women can, you know,
do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's one of the, like, pillar. Maybe this is going to be a question for our fans.
Yes.
In the Mount Rushmore of women's wrestling, ooh, who would be in your Mount Rushmore? I have to think about that.
We're
going to
post this online, and we're going to get your answers.
Who would be in your because there's people that yeah, you know, we had that era where it was the Attitude Era, and it was, you know, a mm-hmm. little bit on the riskier side. But I honestly believe, whether you liked it or not, because now I'm thinking of, like, J-Lo and Shakira, and how there was, like, over, I think it was 16,000 complaints to FCC about their performance.
Oh, yeah, that just came out.
But whether you liked it or not, that was, like, another tangent. Whether you liked it or not, the Attitude Era, mm-hmm. you know, they paved the way for where we are now as far as women's wrestlers. It's exactly. That didn't happen. And amongst other things prior to that, you know, we wouldn't be where we are. And then you can also springboard that into, you know, women's events, mm-hmm. you know, beyond wrestling. So I definitely think Jacqueline's a part of that. But I'm, you know, curious to hear what everybody else is. Who is on your Mount Rushmore of women's wrestling?
I like it.
But alas, it's time for us to head on out. Miss Emily May, where can we find you?
So you can find me on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller for all that fun wrestling content.
Yes, and a lot of selfies, but great angles for some reason. It's just every angle is just perfect.
Like, you know me, gotta work the angles.
It's like she's in Canada with this very perfect light.
But if you it's a Canadian light.
I know, right? Yeah, now if you are not following us, you need to follow us. We have a new social media person. I can't really, like, You don't know him, so I can't, if I say it, you won't know.
But shout out, thank you.
Shout out to Manny. He's doing our social media. It's going to be on and popping. Trust me, the mm-hmm. stuff that he did with Naomi is just the tip of the iceberg. So definitely follow us on all social media platforms. It's at WPW Weekly. Also, if you are not following AfterBuzz TV on, you know, social media and on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button if you're listening to iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff. And that's pretty much it.
And you.
Also, oh, yeah. I forgot me.
Yeah.
And if you're not following me, you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. And if you hit the link in the bio, it's going to take you to everything TK Trinidad.
Yes, so follow her. She's amazing.
Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. It's all over the place. Other than that, we are so thankful. Thank you again to Penelope Ford for joining us.
Yes.
And until next week, guys, ciao.
Bye.
From executive producer Kevin Undergaro, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Maria Menounos, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Women's Wrestling Weekly. To help TK, the crew, and women's wrestling in general, we ask that you subscribe, rate, and comment on Women's Wrestling Weekly at Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to our AfterBuzz TV wrestling channel on YouTube for this and other outstanding wrestling content. Buzz you later!